Masechet Menachot, Perekur Gimel, Mishnah Yod Aleph, the last Mishnah in the Masechet. Mishnah says, Ne'emad be'olata behema yishereyach yehoach. It says, with an animal ola, a fire offering, a pleasant smell for Hashem. Ube'olat ha'of yishereyach yehoach. With a bird ola, it also says, a fire offering, a pleasant aroma, a pleasant smell. And also with a mincha, it says a fire offering, a pleasant smell. So it says it will all of these three types of korbanot, the behema, which is the most expensive and the highest level, with a bird, which is the middle level, and then with a mincha, which is the cheapest level. Lelamed, this is to teach us that the less expensive bird ola and the least expensive mincha offering, we're using the same term of Yishereyach Nihoach as the animal Ola in order to teach us She'ehad hamarbeh ve'ehad hamamit ubilvad she'chaven adam et da'ato le'shamayim. Whether somebody wants to bring a lot, whether somebody wants to bring a little, everything is equal in the eyes of Hashem as long as a person's kavanah and his thoughts are directed towards heaven. If somebody doesn't have the ability to spend a lot, and they have to go with a cheaper korban, it shows us that it's beloved in the eyes of Hashem. When it comes to the effort we put forth, as long as we're doing our best, as long as we're trying our hardest, Hashem accepts our avodah. He accepts the small gift that we bring as if it's a large gift, if that's within the best of our ability. Of course, if somebody has the ability to bring the more expensive one, they should. The lower quality one would not be as pleasing in the eyes of HaKadosh Baruch Hu as the better one. Here we're talking about somebody who can't afford it. If you have the ability to do this, do that. And it's beloved by Hashem in unimaginable ways, in ways that as if the wealthy person who brought the most expensive one, if a person who's poverty stricken, he brings the lowest level one, the Minha one, it's fully accepted by Hashem. And it brings a pleasant smell to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's the idea. As long as the Kavanah and a person's thoughts are in the right place, Hashem accepts him with his 100% full open arms. Baruch Adonai Le'olam, Amen V'Amen. Selik Masechet Menachot.